Place your bet, you jackwagons. Brad the Big Noise Evans here on a solo mission edition of the Fade 5 podcast. Lundy sends his apologies. I presume he was a little bit hungover last night. We lost a lot of bets on Thursday Night Football. Of course, had everything on the over Travion Henderson, except for him to go for a three-pack of TDs. That would have been a handsome payout. So we're already in full chase mode, which means we're going to be firing off on tons of tickets, hopefully get back to at least even, or maybe, just maybe, snowball chance of it happening, we actually reach a profit point. So let's go ahead with tickets already in hand and hop aboard the Honk Honk Plus bus. Again, plus 100 odds or greater are their requirement. And being a good teammate, Lundy supplied me with a little biscuit into the basket, trying to drop the puck and make some bucks in the National Hockey League. Four-pack of games on the slate today. One, a matinee affair. So not featuring anything in that one. But it's going to run with a little two-legger on the money line. These teams got to win in regulation. Good girl with the Carolina Hurricane and the Utah. They should be the Eddie, but they're called a mammoth. Again, I can't give any analysis because I don't know jack nor squat about the NHL. My knowledge goes back to like NHL 94 and the old Sega Genesis and the next version that came out in 95, making Wayne's head bleed for you Swingers fans that are out there. So again, Carolina, Utah regulation money line plus 170. I roll the shoulders if Lundy gets seduced by the juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. Meanwhile, I'm going to talk about a sport I actually know, college basketball. And we got a couple of interesting matchups on a Friday night. So if you want to burn the midnight oil and maybe pour another stiff tequila, I make it three or four fingers, bartender, pour revoir. We're going to go with a simple little two-legger here. I'll take Arizona, the standard line. It was as high as 3.5 when this line opened on Thursday. It is now reduced to -1.5. They're kind of on the road. It's, you know, more or less on the road. They're playing in the Intuit Dome, which is in Los Angeles, in UCLA's backyard, but they're not playing at Pauley. So they're calling it a semi-home game there for the Bruins. I'll take Arizona, I'll lay the 1.5. And then give me the Zags. Gonzaga on the road against the other Hurley, that being Bobby Hurley and his Arizona State Sun Devils. I've seen them on the money line. Put those hands together, simple plus 103 there at BetMGM. Arizona arguably already has the marquee win of any team in college basketball this season. Went on neutral floor against the national champs, the reigning ones, in the Florida Gators, taking that one 93-87 just a few days ago. Extraordinary backcourt, one of the best in the country. They have size in the perimeter, and they got Koa Pete in that Florida game, had 30-7. He is a matchup problem and a general nightmare. And you look at UCLA, we'll have to see how the guards play and Donovan Dent, how healthy he is. He missed the last game with a muscle strain. The prized transfer from New Mexico is a guy can absolutely fill up the bucket. And you look at the Bruins overall, you know what the calling card of that coach squad is. They love to defend, and they really get after it you expect UCLA to be like white on rice for much the entire season, and I believe they more or less will be. So far this year, they are, though, number 200 in EFGD, so uncharacteristic. Their curmudgeon coach, as we all know, not very happy. As a result, so I think Arizona and Tommy Lloyd in that bunch with Mount Creza and the other star players they have there, and Creza at 7'2" could do some damage to the interior. On top of that, Arizona shooting 45.3% from three downtown, so I think Zona will cover, and Mick Cronin is going to be really ticked off in the process. Probably going to be a hothead, maybe draw a couple of tees. Hell, he might get kicked out of the game. So I will lay 8.5 there. And meanwhile, with the Zags, just far superior across the board. Graham E.K. is a baller and shot caller extraordinaire. Every time he takes the floor, he is a threat to double-double. And you look at them and who they're taking on in Arizona State, probably not going to be a tournament team. Gonzaga heavily favored in this game. I don't know if they're going to cover. They're in Tempe, but at least they're going to win. The standard line last I saw was at all the way up to 13.5 at some of the books. So all I need are the Zags to score the dub. They got a lot of experience, a lot of length. And they're already a cohesive bunch and one of the most efficient offenses in the country. So to recap, give me Arizona fading Mick Cronin's bunch into UCLA. I will take Zona -1.5 and give me the Zags. The Fighting John Stockton's on the money line against Arizona State on the road, +103. A little BB seduced by the juice there at BetMGM. So what the appetite there on a Friday with those bets on the board. It's time to get after it with another edition of the Friday Fade 5. All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's talk about a man who got a very successful hands transplant this NFL offseason. I'm believing that Antonio Gates donated his hands to science and the Chargers cause. Give me Quentin Johnston. And I'm going to go with 4+ receptions. And you see that, even money, believe it or not. And here's a discrepancy. At ESPN Bet, it was +100. If you go to BetMGM, it's -150. That is a wide disparity of 50 cents. I will definitely side with the value there at the Even Steven Juice available at the Mouse House, at least temporarily going to be the Mouse House. Let's go to flip over the score starting December 1st, but I digress. I love Johnson's matchup against Jacksonville. Sound the woo, 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 fraud alert sirens. Because that's ultimately what Jacksonville is. A large part of that reason is due to their susceptible defense. So number 19 in dropback EPAD on the season, they've allowed the 11th most receptions to the wide receiver position. A dozen, folks, a dozen WRs have holding at least four balls against him, and he's going to see a lot of Grant Newsom in coverage. It was got about the 13th most receptions of any defensive back in the NFL, that being 30 in total, along with a 123.5 passer rating and 66.7% catch rate. Johnson seeing 6.9, nice, targets per game. He has done this, and then also, nice, 6 of 9, see what I did there, games this season. If you will play this in the alt market, 5 or more grabs, a little stepladder, it's 2-to-1 odds on that wager at BetMGM. So now, actually, also at ESPN Bet. So give me Quentin Johnston on the over 4 receptions at +100 at ESPN. Numero cinco here on the Fade 5 countdown. Numero cuatro, mi amigos. We're going to go with the Russia tips market. And a guy you probably weren't remotely thinking of. Let's go with a gold panner and hopefully strike it rich with a whole lot of bouillon on Brian Robinson. I'll take the over on just 4.5 totes. That's all we need. 4.5 balls of belly, and we're cashing in against Arizona at a -105 there at BetMGM. And here's the good news for Brian Robinson. His role is slowly ramping up. We've seen it the last couple of weeks. Last week, he had a season-high 8 rush attempts. He's actually gone over this prop in 5 of his last 7 games. Played one of the highest snap shares he has seen all season a week ago against the LA Rams at 22.2%. Yes, the CMC Football Factory. Gonna make it sweat. Bow, 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 baby. Because he is the main man, indisputably, in that backfield. But Brian Robinson being worked a little bit more as we're getting, longer and longer and deeper into the season. So as a result, they may be trying, the coaching staff there, Shannon, may be trying to reduce the workload on the ground somewhat for CMC and hand the ball off to Brian Robinson, who is a committable back who can get some of that dirty work done between the tackles. You look at Arizona, respectable number 12 in rush EPA defense, though they're giving up 21.7 rush attempts per game. 15 running backs have had at least 5 rush attempts in a game against them this season. And I think the script is going to be ultimately positive as well. So give me Brian Robinson on the over 4.5 rush attempts against the Arizona Cardinals. -105 there at BetMGM. Numero tres on the Friday edition of the Fade 5 countdown. Let's go with a little action on Lamar Jackson. I'm going to take the over 1.5 passing touchdowns. Oh, there's my favorite symbol yet again. Plus money. +100 in C-Town taking on the Cleveland Browns. Available there at BetMGM. Folks, I've already checked the forecast. It is going to be a little bit breezy along Lake Erie, which is not really uncommon this time of year, but it's going to be a beautiful day. 47 degrees, a brilliant sunshine, so no precip in the area. Sustained winds going to be between 16 to 22 miles an hour. You might get gusts up to around 25 to 30. More impactful, I feel, on the kicking games than anything else. So I'm not going to shy away from Lamar Jackson on this prop, and maybe that's why you're seeing the juice baked in there, and it gets to plus money. Cleveland has been subpar defending the pass this season. Number 14 in dropback EPAD. They've allowed 15 passing touchdowns and 9 contests this year. 4 quarterbacks have cashed the over on this, including, oh, what a quinky dink, Lamar Jackson, who had not one, not two, not three, but 4 passing touchdowns last time he faced his team in week numero dos. He has gone over this in 4 of 6 contests this year. He's completing an absurd 65% of his attempts inside the red zone. So whether it's a connection with Zay Flowers, or maybe Rashad Bateman on one of the lovely tight ends, Mark Andrews, Isaiah Likely, somehow, some way, impossible. Maybe it's a dump off and the lone catch that Derrick Henry will have. I don't care who gets it. I think Lamar Jackson throws for at least 2 touchdowns against the Cleveland Browns. He does that. It's plus 100 on the cash out at BetMGM. Hey, you want some more betting opportunities? I give it to you. And so does Lundy at where? My site, thegamingjuice.com. It's free, you jack wagons. Again, I don't charge you a penny. I don't charge you a single cent. Pennies, do they even exist? I guess they don't anymore. But anyway, it's 100% free. All my free spreadsheet picks live on the site. Now with college basketball, folks, remain up on the week. It's been more or less even Steven kind of payout week, but we're barely up right now. And we have the weekend to go. I had a 10-unit week in week 1, so we're already riding the high of one of my favorite sports to bet on, and that is on the college hardwood. The NFL, different story. Barely up on the season. It's been disappointing. We've gotten way up, we've gotten way down, and now we're somewhere in the middle. So hopefully we're going to be able to finish strong down the home stretch and rolling into the postseason all the way through, crowning a champion in this year's Super Bowl. But to get all of my fantasy rankings alive and constantly updating, and get all of my fantasy flames written pieces at quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end, my NFL tops props piece is alive as well, giving it all the gory details on 5 of my favorite player props of the week. Some of them featured on the pod today. And 2 college football picks from the outstanding trio. That is Matt Fortuna, Nate Jacobson, and Ben Wittenstein. Check out their college football forecast for week 12. It's live on the site, so you get it all. You can't even ask me a question. Click Ask Brad. Fire away, and I will answer at my leisure, at my convenience, and it's free, folks. You have no stinking excuse. So go to thegamingjuice.com. Click Converse and Cash. Dot, dot, dot. Maybe. All right, numero dos here on the week 11 edition of the Fade 5 Friday Countdown. I'm going to fade Living Daylights out of Saquon Barkley yet again. Why? It's been a moneymaker consistently this season. I will live gladly in the land down under on 73.5 rush yards against Detroit at a minus 115 there at BetMGM is where I booked it. You look at Saquon. This number is way too high. Honestly, it should be in the high 50s, and I might flirt with the over there. I think he's going to be right around the 60-yard mark when it's all said and done. Massive disappointment. We knew regression was going to kick in. Coming off the highest of highs and over 2,000 rushing yards, winning the Super Bowl last year. But, man, he is not finding any kind of adequate breathing room. He's not being creative. He's not breaking tackles. How bad has it been? Saquon Barkley, among qualifying running backs, is dead last, rock bottom, the dregs of the keg in yards after contact per attempt. He's number 50 in that category, barely over 2 on the season overall. And missed tackles force are still there because of sheer volume, but he has been under this prop in 7 of 9 games. And what's really crazy is he's still getting really good run blocking in the trenches from the Philly offensive line. They may not be ultra elite like they were last year, but they're top 10 still, according to PFF, and run blocking efficiency. And Jalen Hurts, being that dual threat, can still open up some holes as well in the RPO game. But you look at Detroit. They're number 11 in rush EPA defense on the season. They've allowed the 4th fewest rush yards to the running back position, given up decent, but not, you know, a killer by any stretch in a negative sense. 4.11 yards per carry. But however, they're only allowing 71.7 rush yards per game. Only a pair of running backs have cashed the over on this, that being Quinshon Judkins and Aaron Jones. So again, living in that land down under, numero dos in the countdown, Saquon Barkley under 73.5 rush yards against the Lions, -115 at BetMGM. And numero uno on the week 11 edition of the Fade 5 countdown, Friar Muth. Yeah, I think that's what the fans in the home stand there at the venue, I don't even know what it's called anymore, formerly known as Heinz Field, forever known in my mind, is that I like Friermuth to spike one home. Some tight end is going to score in this game for Pittsburgh. Maybe it's going to be all three. Hell, maybe all four. Maybe Connor Hayward will go ahead and throw it down. But that will likely be the flavor of choice position-wise for Aaron Rodgers in this game. And Friermuth, you're getting a +240. To spike one home at BetMGM. An extraordinary value in my mind. Why? At some other of all matchups. No team in the NFL has given up more touchdowns at tight end position than the Bengals. They've given up a dozen, folks. A dozen, along with 6.8 receptions and 80.2 yards per game. Again, just to tight ends. It's absurd. They're historically bad. They're number 31 in pass EPAD as well. And Friermuth, not an all that attractive red zone target share at 11.1%. However, the chemistry has been brewing with Aaron Rodgers inside red zone packages as they've connected three times in the last five games, 4-6. So Pat Friermuth, give me him in the anytime touchdown market against those Bengals, +240. Really roll the shoulders, Evans, and get seduced by the juice there at BetMGM. But wait, there's more. It's bonus time, bonus time. Let me go ahead and give me Lundy's plays first. Again, kindly submitting a couple of same-game parlays he absolutely loves in the National Football League this week. I'll play number one, same-gamer. That is Jalen Warren, and I'm going to correct it on the screen. I have a Jalen. It could be a number of Jalens. It could be Waddle, and quite frankly, he could achieve that through the air alone. Give me Jalen Warren on 100-plus rush receiving yards. Of course, he is a member of the Pittsburgh Steelers, taking on the aforementioned Cincinnati Bengals, and he's going to roll with the Steelers on the money line. Simple little two-legger. Warren, 100-plus rush receiving yards, and the Steelers on the money line, +120. Ooh, that's mighty fine there at DraftKings. Play numero dos. Lundy's going to be in the stands for this one. He's a nervous Nelly. His Denver Broncos taking on the Kansas City Chiefs, and he's going to play the reverse psychology card here. He's going to roll with Money Mahomes and his squad, +3.5 on that spread. And that's an alt line, by the way. And he's going to roll with Mahomes, 1-plus passing touchdown. And Bo Nix, also 1-plus passing touchdown. So each of those guys throws an airstrike, and Kansas City covers a 3.5. They could lose by a field goal and still win that side of the bet. +134 on that three-leg SGP build at DraftKings Sportsbook. So thanks, Lundy, for your bonus time offerings. Let's go to my team, Huevos. Parlay play and bear down, Chicago Bears. We're doing it for the Dick Butkus bobblehead. I got up there, little Red Grange action. That's kind of my bear section. I got Jeff George in a very tight pair of shorts, a defined bulge on that starting line, I figure. Kudos to you, Jeff George. Anyway, I digress on the Team Huevos parlay play in this Bears matchup in Minnesota. I'm going to go leg number uno on the SGP, Caleb Williams, 20-plus rush yards. Leg number dos, DeAndre Swift, 40-plus rush yards. And bear down on the alt spread, +10.5. You build that ESPN bet, somehow we get the +131. And I invested a heavy coin in that one. It's a bit perplexing, quite frankly. You look at Minnesota, number 22 in rush EPA defense this season. That is the weakest part of that defense, is their trench execution and their gap coverage against the run. They're giving up 4.07 yards per carry, 103.7 rush yards per game, just to running backs. That's great news for Swift. And you got to remember in week one, that's a game the Bears were in control until late. And they coughed it up. And that is still kind of, you know, burning them. They're still a little, you know, chapped in the wrong places as a result. But, you know, you look in that game, Caleb Williams had 58 ground yards. DeAndre Swift, 17 carries for 53. So all I need is 20 from Caleb. He does this routine. I believe he's done it in four straight games to get to 20 rush yards. DeAndre Swift, 40-plus rush yards. He's kind of fending off Kyle Menengai a little bit. It's more or less a 70-30 split right now. Should get enough of a volume and take advantage against that weakened front of Minnesota to achieve both those feats. And I think the Bears will at least keep this within striking distance. So Chicago plus an F. So to recap, same game parlay, the team Huevos parlay play of week 11. Caleb Williams, 20-plus rush yards. DeAndre Swift, 40-plus rush yards. And Bear Down, plus 10.5, plus 131. They're at ESPN Bet. All right, elsewhere in bonus time. I like Providence in college basketball on this Freaky Friday. They're on the road in Boulder taking on the Colorado Buffs. I'm going to lay the 1.5, and I got it at even juice. That's kind of the theme of the show is even money. Plus 100 at BetMGM. You look at the various prognostication sites. KenPom's got Providence winning by a point. Bartorvik has them losing by 0.7, and Evan Bean has them losing by 1.3. You might say, well, elevation is going to play a factor, and it might somewhat. But on paper, the Friars are far and away the better team, and they're a team that will try to speed CU up. Providence, number 57 in the country in adjusted tempo. You look at Colorado at number 208 in that category, and you look as well at Sellers and Jones and Floyd. I think those guys on the interior can slash the cup rather uninhibitedly. As you look at Colorado, they're number 348, folks, in effective field goal percentage defense. And who did they play? They played Montana State and Eastern Washington. They had to barely get by Eastern Washington late. I think that game even might have gone to an extra session. So you look at Providence, a team that has played more challenging opponents. See the Virginia Tech game. And they're just better offensively, far and away, number 64 in the country, EFG offense. So I will lay it with the Friars on the road there in Boulder, button up against the Flatirons, and I think they flatten the Colorado Buffs. I'll see what it did there. Minus 1.5, I will play that all diggity day long. Also like TCU, I got at plus 9.5. They're hosting Michigan. And we'll see how strong the guard play can be, though Mara could be a problem in the post for the Horned Frogs. But that TCU team built similarly to Wake Forest, and Wake Forest took Michigan all the way to the limit. Michigan had to win on a last-second shot in OT to fend off the Demon Deacons. A bunch of, again, undersized guys really attack it downhill. That is the MO there of TCU. So a great Horny Toads. I think they will cover the 9.5. I will take BYU, whatever the spread is, on Saturday when that comes out. I also have more spreadsheet picks in college basketball on that aforementioned spreadsheet at thegamingjuice.com. So check it out once those lines materialize at the various sports books ahead. Was going to be a very busy Saturday on the collegiate gridiron, on the collegiate hardwood. Oh, baby, it's a wonderful time of the year, and feast week is so close. My taste buds are firing. The salivary glands are already working overtime. All right, let me quickly give you, I'm not really going to give you many reasons why I like these, quick player props in the NFL. So you might want to listen to this in slower speed because, again, it's going to be rapid fire style. Number one, Kate Otten. I will take the under on 41.5 receiving yards at a minus 115 against the Bills, who allowed the fewest tight end receiving yards this season. Number two, give me Woody Marks on the over 61.5 rush yards against the Tennessee Titans. You don't really need another reason. Even casual fans know the Titans suck, especially in the trenches where they're number 27 in rush EPAD. Give me Christian Watson. Wrote about him on my Fantasy Flames, a wide receiver this week. I took the over on 37.5 receiving yards. Great mano-a-mano matchup against Deontay Banks and Giants number 22 in dropback EPA defense. And let's get some more plus money on the board, shall we? Kyren Williams over 2.5 catches against Seattle. I got that at plus 120. Seattle's allowed the second most RB receptions in the NFL this season at 52 in totality.
And then last one for you, Rashee Rice. I'll take the over on 71.5 receiving yards. Probably going to get a lot of Riley Moss in coverage with Surtain likely out. Moss has allowed the fourth most yards, folks, of any defensive back in the NFL. I think that matchup will be maximized by one of the greatest current living and still playing quarterbacks of all time, Patrick Money in the Bank Mahomes. All right. I am out of breath and out of time here on this edition of the Fade 5 Podcast. Do me and Lundy a favor. Drop us a rating and a review at your convenience. Fade or follow us on the X. Lundy always giving it to you there. And I'm doing the same at Noisy Huevos. Check out Lundy at Nate Lundy. Go to thegamingjuice.com, you jack wagons, and sign up for a free account. You have no stinking excuse. I'm cranking out all kinds of content. I'm a one-man band, building, cutting photos, working all the intricacies of the CMS, cranking out all kinds of interesting content and trying to make it fun and informative. That has been my style for over 20 years in this business. So help me help you, or help you help me, whatever the phrase is. Go to thegamingjuice.com and check it out. And go to my friends at Betalytics. If you like projections and additional analysis, they got some of the best in the biz across all sports, including college basketball. Now, whoo, baby! I use that every single day in all of my research, whether the player props, markets, standard sides, and totals. So go to Betalytics, Rachel Krajicek's awesome algorithm, and use promo code JUICE. Again, that's promo code JUICE for 25% off today. Good luck in week number 11. And until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Somebody give me tequila stat.